This morning on WCHL, UNC speaks out about its data breach. It made more than 6,500 people's personal information vulnerable to fraud.
No data breach, no exposure of an individual's sensitive data is an acceptable circumstance.
Record temperatures may be coming this weekend, and not ones you would think of at this time of the year.
The better chance comes on Sunday when we're expecting highs of 77 here in Raleigh.
And the busiest day for the post office in the winter holiday months has passed, but the year isn't over yet. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC men host Texas tonight on a national stage. Plus, the women's basketball team goes head-to-head with undefeated South Carolina. And
beware Baltimore, here come the Ravens again.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 36 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cooler today, sunshine, high today in the upper 40s, and that's it. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with lows down in the middle 20s. For almost 4 months, the personal information housed by UNC of more than 6,500 individuals was publicly accessible because of an accidental breach of data. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Primarily, the vast majority of people that were impacted were either existing staff or former staff at the university because, again, this was older data. There was a small number of students who were impacted, less than 200.
That's Chris Kielt, UNC's Vice Chancellor for Information Technology. The files that were made public contain information such as names, social security numbers, and dates of birth of some former and current employees, vendors, and students. Currently, Kielt said that university officials have not been able to determine whether the personal information was accessed by others or misused as a result of the incident. To date, he has not received a report of misuse of personal information. After an initial investigation, Kielt believed that on July 30th, during maintenance involving one computer, the safeguards that protected the files against public access were accidentally disabled.
There was a server that existed in one of the departments. It was moved from a physical hardware device to a virtual environment. And in the process, there was a change in how the data was made available. And unfortunately, it was published in a public way to the internet by mistake.
A university official learned in November that some of those files were accessible on the internet. Less than 2 weeks later, Kielt said the files weren't online anymore. To his knowledge, Kielt said that the university has not sought punitive action towards any individual or individuals for negligence in connection with the breach. Kielt said, quote, a substantial number of people whose information was leaked have been notified, and a second round of notifications will be sent out soon. It's a time-consuming process, he explained, as they are using data collected from 1999 up till the mid-2000s to track down the individuals. Kielt said that while it doesn't make the situation better, the information wasn't obtained through malicious intent, as by hacking, rather it was inadvertently published.
No data breach, no exposure of an individual's sensitive data is an acceptable circumstance. We take this extremely seriously. We feel that it's our job to protect all the information that we are entrusted with.
In response to the breach, Kielt said that the university has placed greater emphasis on taking inventory of personal information stored in the databases across campus. Kielt said that when managing such an enormous amount of data, the university has to be vigilant at all times.
Like many institutions, we are going to go through the process and clean that data up and make sure it's kept in the most secure way possible, that we're aware of where it is, so we've inventoried it and we've secured it appropriately if we really need to keep it.
As part of the review, university staff are identifying where sensitive information is stored and are assessing the data, either by erasing it if it is no longer necessary, de-identifying it, or securing it. At the time the affected files were created, the university utilized social security numbers to track employee, student, and vendor records. This practice has been severely restricted by the university since 2006. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This weekend may bring new record highs for the Triangle. The National Weather Service in Raleigh is forecasting temperatures in the 70s on both Saturday and Sunday. Meteorologist Kathleen Carroll says it will be close to a record high for Saturday.
Right now, Saturday's forecast high is 70 degrees, and the high in Raleigh for the record for Saturday is 71.
Sunday is calling for even warmer weather. Carroll says Sunday may set a new record high for Raleigh and the entire Triangle.
We're expecting highs of 77 here in Raleigh, and the record is 75. So right now we are forecasting record high temperatures in Raleigh.
Late Sunday night and early Monday morning, the Weather Service is calling for rain. As Christmas continues to get closer, Carroll says the temperature will drop after this weekend and bring in more normal wintry weather.
We've got forecast highs in the mid-40s for Tuesday. That's Christmas Eve.
This is a hectic time of the year for the United States Postal Service, as 545 million pieces of mail are expected to be processed every day throughout this holiday season. Carl Walton, spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service in our region, says that the busiest mailing day this season was this past Monday. More than 600 million pieces of mail were expected to be processed, and 6 million customers were expected to visit post offices nationwide.
Kind of like our Super Bowl, we can gear up for that all year, and that's just the day after the biggest weekend of shopping, or at least one of the biggest weekends of shopping, that people feel they can come in right after doing their shopping, get it into the system, and get it to where it has to go to be assured that it gets there before Christmas.
15 billion pieces of mail are expected to be delivered between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, according to data collected by the United States Postal Service. Competitive package volume also is expected to increase by about 12% from last year to about 420 million packages during the 2013 holiday season. Walton says many locations will extend hours this time of the year. If you do encounter long lines at your local post office location, there are other options to consider.
We have automated postal centers, 24-hour kiosks that people can come in and use all hours of the day. We have contract post offices and some supermarkets and places like that where people can go. So there's all kind of different places that people can go.
Walton advises that people try to avoid the lunchtime rush and also get their packages mailed before 11 a.m. The busiest delivery day for sending mail is Wednesday. The busiest day for sending packages is Thursday.
We're seeing a constant flow. We're seeing it every year. And again, we expect it. You know, our goal is to get everything into the system, you know, so it can get to where it has to go.
The Postal Service expects to deliver holiday greetings and gifts to more than 152 million addresses nationwide. Carborough Mayor Liddy Lavelle says all government is slow-moving, so it's impossible to define exactly what her town will accomplish in 2014.
When I lived in Durham, I was on the Open Space and Trails Commission, and I can remember when we talked about this idea of having a rail trail greenway, if you will, that would go from downtown Durham all the way out to Chatham County. And, oh, by the way, we'd have to have a bridge that went over 40. It's about to open, and that was 10 years ago.
However, regardless of what it is, change is coming. Shelton Station in Carborough may break ground in 2014, and the Art Center continues its study on its remodel, among other things. Mayor Lavelle says parking and traffic will continually and increasingly be an issue as more of these projects get underway.
We're going to have to really be smart about our signage and our thinking through how people can move through the town and how they can park in the town.
And she says Carborough has launched its new marketing campaign, which will really be making a big push at the start of the new year.
Carborough Feel Free. Great logo and some shirts for sale that kind of are taglines off of it, like I'm openly Carborough. You know, those are bestsellers, I think.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen, which is down one member right now until a special election during the May primary, held its last meeting of 2013 last week. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's full-service jewelry store. And you can go there and peruse all the engagement ring possibilities if you're thinking about popping the question. It's a good time to go see Berkeley. They're always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road. And they're easy to find right at the Whole Foods. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive. Seeing some delays right now. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Seeing some delays right now as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron, I mentioned the new hashtag Rand's Tie.
Yeah.
Got a new tie, as you saw last night at the Christmas party. Did a little Secret Santa. And it's a monkey tie. And
somehow appropriate.
That one I will be sure to bring in sometime in the new year.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to show that out.
It's not Christmassy, though, is it?
It's not Christmassy, so I'll wait for after the new year, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it that way. So.
Well, for those of you who wear ties, it's always exciting to consider your options. However, don't like to wear them very often. Only very special occasions.
That's right. It makes it more special, then.
Yes, it does.
Very nice.
Thank you so
much.
Nice
of you to do that.
A lot of thought goes into your ties, I know that.
You betcha.
So it's telling of your personality. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ron.
And we'll talk to you a little bit later on. And now we'll turn our attention to the weather. And the Chapel Hill Carborough weather is brought to you this morning by your friends at Carmill Carborough. Historic Carmill in Carborough. If you're tired of the same old shopping experience, shop the unique and local stores of Carmill, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Shop local for the holidays. Shop Carmill Carborough. All right, it is 36 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and kind of cool this morning, but it's not going to warm up a lot either. It's going to go up to about 48 degrees. We will have a lot of sunshine today. Tonight, clear with a low in the middle 20s. And then tomorrow, not as cool. It's going to warm up by about 10 degrees. High tomorrow in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, not as cool. Clear with a low in the upper 30s. On Friday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 60s. And look ahead a little bit. It's going to be relatively warm on Friday night with a lows in the low 50s. And then it will become mostly cloudy late. Saturday is going to be a mostly cloudy day with a high in the 70s. And on Sunday, same thing, high in the middle 70s. Maybe some record high temperatures coming for this weekend. And another thing on Sunday, 50-50 chance of rain. So get ready for all that.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 7:18. Remember at the state fair when some people got hurt on a ride? Well, two men have been formally indicted on felony charges following a thrill ride mishap at the North Carolina State Fair that left three people seriously injured. News media outlets reported yesterday that Timothy Dwayne Tuttero and Joshua Gene Macaroni, both of Quitman, Georgia, were indicted on Tuesday on three counts of assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious bodily injury. Wake County District Attorney Colin Willoughby didn't return a telephone call seeking comment. The two were arrested and charged after the Vortex ride suddenly lurched into motion as riders were trying to get off on October 24th. Investigators say the ride's key safety equipment was tampered with. Tuttero was operating the ride. Macaroni wasn't there at the time, but his family business owns the machine. Both men are free on bond awaiting trial. And in news around town this morning, Little River Park will close on December 24th and 25th. That's next Tuesday and Wednesday. But we'll have picnic shelters available to rent during the holidays. The Seymour Center and the Central Orange Senior Center will be open on Saturday, December 21st and 28th as regularly scheduled. Orange Public Transportation will operate the dialysis routes each day during the holidays, except on Christmas Day. And Chapel Hill Transit will provide Tar Heel Express shuttles tonight for the North Carolina men's basketball game against Texas at 7 p.m. Shuttles will begin at 5:30 from the park and ride lots at the Friday Center, Southern Village, and Jones Ferry. You will notice the absence of University Mall. That particular park and ride lot will not operate because of heavy traffic for holiday shopping. So go to either the Friday Center, Southern Village, and Jones Ferry, ride a bus to the game, and get delivered right to the front door of the Dean Smith Center. Shuttles will run every 10 to 15 minutes and will continue for 45 minutes after the game. Shuttles are $5 for a round trip, $3 for one way. Great way to get to the game. You don't have to worry about parking. If you'd like to find out more, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The surging 7-2 Tar Heel basketball team, now ranked number 14 in the most recent Associated Press poll, faces a midweek test from the Texas Longhorns. Longhorns are having a pretty strong season. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on tonight's game.
The number 14 North Carolina Tar Heels will take on the 9-1 Texas Longhorns Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in the Smith Center. UNC will be hoping to improve to 8-2 on the year with a victory. Sophomore guard Marcus Page was named ACC Player of the Week coming off his 21-point second-half performance against Kentucky. But head coach Roy Williams prefers to call Page the Little Rascal or Little Nut. He says Page's toughness really sets him apart, and it showed against the Wildcats.
His toughness and his mental, the mental side of his game is just off the charts. And he, like I say, last year you heard me talk to him, to say it about him many times, is a tough little nut, and he really is.
How does Coach Williams keep the Tar Heels from letting up following big wins like the one on Saturday? He says in this case he only needed to remind his players of last year's loss at the hands of the Longhorns.
You know, I think just reminding them that, you know, we won a basketball game. We haven't won any rings or anything like that. We won a basketball game, and trying to get their attention to detail back in there. But our kids are pretty doggone sharp, and they understand that Texas beat us by 8 million points down there last year, and we mentioned that once.
Texas head coach Rick Barnes says he's not surprised at all by the trio of top 10 wins Carolina has recorded this season, and a lot of that has to do with the respect he has for the man at the helm.
No, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, Roy's one of the best coaches ever, and he's done a great job, and he's got players.
Texas has yet to face an opponent of the caliber and talent of the Tar Heels this season. Coach Barnes says he knows his young players are excited to tip it off in Chapel Hill, and he thinks they'll be up to the challenge.
These guys have worked hard, and you know, we've been in some tough battles, and I think every one of them's tough. With a young group of guys, I would say that, you know, that they've been focused, and they've come to play. We've learned a lot. We've got a lot more to learn, but as a group, I think they'll be excited about playing in Chapel Hill.
Coach Williams says the Tar Heels will have to be great on the boards Wednesday night. One of the calling cards for Texas is their ability to dominate in the rebounding department, ranking 11th nationally.
They're a great rebounding team. They're averaging about rebound margins, probably plus 8 or 9 right now. They do guard you. They've always had good balance, guys that could shoot it from outside, from three-point line, and then big guys who can score.
The Tar Heels' Longhorns game will be aired right here on WCHL and broadcast nationwide on ESPN2. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Can't wait for that one. That is going to be a good one. A lot of Carolina fans don't like Rick Barnes, that's for sure, because of his confrontation in the past with Dean Smith. Freddie Cogger and I were talking about that earlier today. But that's going to be a big-time basketball game tonight. You'll hear it right here on WCHL. And if you're lucky, you'll have tickets to the Smith Center and go watch it in person. The number 14 North Carolina women's basketball team. Have you noticed both our basketball teams ranked number 14 in the country? The women will close out their trip to Myrtle Beach with a showdown tonight against number 10 South Carolina. That game starts at 7 o'clock at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center. The 9-2 Tar Heels come into this game on a hot streak. They shattered the school scoring record Monday night, posting 124 points against New Orleans. The 9-0 Gamecocks are on a roll, too. Not only do they boast an unblemished record, their games haven't even been close. The smallest margin of victory was 15 points on Sunday against Charlotte. UNC freshman sensation Diamond DeShields will look to build on her 20-point performance on Monday night. You can read this story and follow all the latest on UNC women's basketball on our website, chapelboro.com. And speaking of women's basketball, Kalina Mosqueda Lewis scored 21 points on a career-high 7 three-pointers last night. Number 1 Connecticut beat second-ranked Duke. Beat them like a drum on their home court. 83-61 was the score. Brianna Stewart had 24 points and 11 rebounds for the Huskies. UConn shot 49%. Held the Blue Devils without a field goal for a critical 8.5-minute stretch and pushed its lead well into the 20s. It was the 52nd meeting of numbers 1 and 2, the latest blowout in the series. Chelsea Gray had 13 points and finished with Haley Peters finished with 11 for Duke, which is now 10-1. Number 22 Duke football team is facing quite a 1-2 punch to end its breakout season. Blue Devils struggle against eventual Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston and top-ranked Florida State in the ACC title game. Now they have to find a way to stop last year's Heisman winner Johnny Manziel and number 20 Texas A&M in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Texas A&M comes in with an 8-4 mark in that game, but it's going to be a real challenge for this Duke football team to stay in that game. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Beware Baltimore, here come the Ravens again. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. You remember how the Baltimore Ravens reached the Super Bowl last season, don't you? As a wild card entry, they won at San Diego when Ray Rice converted a 3rd-and-30 for a drive-sustaining first down. They won at Denver when Joe Flacco completed the Hail Mary pass, completely blown by the Broncos defense, to tie the game, then won in OT. And they won the AFC Championship at New England when Wes Welker dropped the pass that might have put the elusive nail in the Ravens' coffin. Baltimore stopped San Francisco at the goal line and won the Super Bowl, while Flacco became the highest-paid quarterback in football with his almost-perfect playoff run. And while Ray Lewis retired and Ed Reed departed, the Ravens have rebuilt their defense and shaken off a slow start to challenge for another wild card, if not the division title. A miracle finish at Minnesota, and then Monday night when they failed to score a touchdown at Ford Field, but still beat the Lions on 6 field goals by Justin Tucker. The winner, a 61-yarder that just dropped over the right intersection of the crossbar and upright. 6 field goals and no touchdowns. And now the Ravens have a chance to win out and take the AFC North away from the Cincinnati Bengals. If so, they will get a home game before they have to go back to Denver. The Carolina Panthers are in a similar scenario, facing New Orleans at home and visiting Atlanta in their last game. The Charlotte Cats can win them both and capture the NFC South and second seed behind the Seattle Seahawks. Or they can lose them both and miss the playoffs completely. That's how wacky and balanced the National Football League is this season. Only 4 teams, Seattle, Denver, Indianapolis, and Kansas City, are assured of playing in the postseason. While there are only probabilities for the Panthers, Patriots, Ravens, Dolphins, Eagles, Cowboys, Bears, Packers, Lions, Chargers, Cardinals, and 49ers. Some have better chances than others, but it's never been this up in the air for so many teams this late in the season. That's why you've got to watch Baltimore. The Ravens have done it this way before, and they just might do it again. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
At Bailey Sports Grill, we have over 35 flat screens, 36 draft beers, and a wide variety of food selections. But we are not just Chapel Hill's best sports grill. With 2 large private rooms, we are also the perfect place to host your party. Birthday parties, holiday parties, retirement parties, sports team parties, game watch parties, graduation parties, any party. Located in Rams Plaza on the corner of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill. Come see us at Bailey's and join the best party in town.
If you want a family doctor that focuses on your overall health, not just your symptoms, consider Carbro Family Medicine for your healthcare needs. Hi, this is Ashley Bowman. It is very true when we say there's no place like home. At Carbro Family Medicine, you are a neighbor, not a number. Nothing is more important than your health, and Carbro Family Medicine's mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness to your entire family. Please visit our website at CarbroFamilyMedicine.net.
The hottest holiday gifts this year are right here at Diamonds Direct. Straight from our own diamond cutters and straight from the fashion runways, we have the jewelry that women love. What's hot this year? Dazzling diamond earrings, rose gold jewelry, wide fashion bands, mocha diamonds, stackable bangles, and all new pearl jewelry with diamond accents. We've partnered with the world's top designers to offer a stunning selection of new fashion jewelry this season, including all new gemstone pieces in the most vivid colors you've ever seen. Tanzanite, sapphires, and rubies. And when it comes to dazzling precious diamonds, we are proud to offer our largest selection ever. Engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, bracelets, eternity bands, all at the guaranteed best prices in America. Plus, all new for the season, we now offer affordable financing plans up to 48 months. And as always, free gift wrapping. It's all here. Best selection, best prices, and the expert guidance you need. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Top This. It's half off, $20 worth of food available until midnight for $10. Located on Franklin Street, Top This allows you to create the sandwich of your dreams with a selection of 9 proteins, 6 different buns and cheeses, and about 50 toppings, sauces, and dressings. Get this great deal for yourself or get one as a perfect gift. It's half off from Top This, and it's available until midnight. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carbro weather brought to you by your friends at Crown Honda, South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It is 37 degrees in Chapel Hill and cooler temperatures today. It's going to go to about 48, and that's about it, so about a 10-degree difference in this morning and this afternoon. A lot of sunshine today. Tonight, clear with a low down in the middle 20, so kind of cold. And then tomorrow, it's going to warm up a bit, sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, not as cool, clear with a low in the upper 30s. And then on Friday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 60s. A chance of rain coming for your weekend Wouldn't you know that would happen?
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. In case you missed the Mega Millions numbers.
8, 14, 17, 20, 39, and the Mega Ball 7.
On CBS This Morning, Nora O'Donnell with the tally. Into Northern California, correspondent John Blackstone.
At least one winning ticket from the $500 million-plus jackpot was sold here at Jenny's Gift Shop in San Jose. Last night, local media caught up with the man who claimed he'd just taken over the store 4 months ago.
Wow! I mean, a good one to
And it looks like that guy will get a $1 million payday for selling a winning ticket. The other lucky Mega Millions ticket was sold at an Atlanta newsstand. No winners have come forward yet to claim their share of the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. And say you got five numbers correct, but not the Mega Ball, you still wind up with a before-taxes prize of $1 million, 20 tickets sold. Meet that criteria. CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. For almost 4 months, the personal information housed by the university of more than 6,500 individuals was publicly accessible because of an accidental breach of data. WCHL's Rachel Nash has been following the story and has this report.
Primarily, the vast majority of people that were impacted were either existing staff or former staff at the university because, again, this was older data. There was a small number of students who were impacted, less than 200.
That's Chris Kielt, UNC's Vice Chancellor for Information Technology. The files that were made public contain information such as names, social security numbers, and dates of birth of some former and current employees, vendors, and students. Currently, Kielt said that university officials have not been able to determine whether the personal information was accessed by others or misused as a result of the incident. To date, he has not received a report of misuse of personal information. After an initial investigation, Kielt believed that on July 30th, during maintenance involving one computer, the safeguards that protected the files against public access were accidentally disabled.
There was a server that existed in one of the departments. It was moved from a physical hardware device to a virtual environment. And in the process, there was a change in how the data was made available. And unfortunately, it was published in a public way to the internet by mistake.
A university official learned in November that some of those files were accessible on the internet. Less than 2 weeks later, Kielt said the files weren't online anymore. To his knowledge, Kielt said that the university has not sought punitive action towards any individual or individuals for negligence in connection with the breach. Kielt said, quote, a substantial number of people whose information was leaked have been notified, and a second round of notifications will be sent out soon. It's a time-consuming process, he explained, as they are using data collected from 1999 up till the mid-2000s to track down the individuals. Kielt said that while it doesn't make the situation better, the information wasn't obtained through malicious intent, as by hacking, rather it was inadvertently published.
No data breach, no exposure of an individual's sensitive data is an acceptable circumstance. We take this extremely seriously. We feel that it's our job to protect all the information that we are entrusted with.
In response to the breach, Kielt said that the university has placed greater emphasis on taking inventory of personal information stored in the databases across campus. Kielt said that when managing such an enormous amount of data, the university has to be vigilant at all times.
Like many institutions, we are going to go through the process and clean that data up and make sure it's kept in the most secure way possible, that we're aware of where it is, so we've inventoried it and we've secured it appropriately if we really need to keep it.
As part of the review, university staff are identifying where sensitive information is stored and are assessing the data, either by erasing it if it is no longer necessary, de-identifying it, or securing it. At the time the affected files were created, the university utilized social security numbers to track employee, student, and vendor records. This practice has been severely restricted by the university since 2006. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This weekend may bring new record high temperatures for the Triangle. The National Weather Service in Raleigh is forecasting temperatures in the 70s on both Saturday and Sunday. Meteorologist Kathleen Carroll tells WCHL that we're going to be close to a record high on Saturday.
Right now, Saturday's forecast high is 70 degrees, and the high in Raleigh for the record for Saturday is 71.
Sunday is calling for even warmer weather. Carroll says Sunday may set a new record high for Raleigh and the Triangle.
We're expecting highs of 77 here in Raleigh, and the record is 75. So right now, we are forecasting record high temperatures in Raleigh.
Late Sunday night and early Monday morning, the Weather Service is calling for rain. As Christmas continues to get closer, Carroll says the temperatures will drop after this weekend and bring in more normal winter weather.
We've got forecast highs in the mid-40s for Tuesday. So that's Christmas Eve.
This is a hectic time of the year for the United States Postal Service, as 545 million pieces of mail are expected to be processed every day throughout this holiday season. Carl Walton is spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service in our region. He says that the busiest mailing day this season was this past Monday. More than 600 million pieces of mail were expected to be processed. 6 million customers expected to visit post offices nationwide.
Kind of like our Super Bowl. We can gear up for that all year. And that's just the day after the biggest weekend of shopping, or at least one of the biggest weekends of shopping, that people feel they can come in right after doing their shopping, get it into the system, and get it to where it has to go to be assured that it gets there before Christmas.
15 billion pieces of mail are expected to be delivered between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, according to data collected by the Postal Service. Competitive package volume also expected to increase by about 12% from last year to about 420 million packages during this 2013 holiday season. Walton says many locations will extend hours this time of the year. If you do encounter long lines at your local post office location, there are other options to consider.
We have automated postal centers, 24-hour kiosks that people can come in and use all hours of the day. We have contract post offices and some supermarkets and places like that where people can go. So there's all kind of different places that people can go.
Walton advises that people try to avoid the lunchtime rush and get their packages mailed before 11 a.m. The busiest delivery day for sending mail is Wednesday, and the busiest day for sending packages is Thursday.
We're seeing a constant flow. We're seeing it every year. And again, we expect it. You know, our goal is to get everything into the system, you know, so it can get to where it has to go.
The Postal Service expects to deliver holiday greetings and gifts to more than 152 million addresses nationwide. WCHL News Time, 7:38. Rand Northam's going to come in and talk about what's happening at our website today, chapelboro.com. That's in just a couple of minutes. And also today's commentary is from Wes Hare. He talks about Art Pope, roses, and treatment of employees. That is on the way right here on WCHL. Celebrate the holidays this year with a Southern cuisine theme at Carolina 1663, the perfect place for your office or family holiday party with private rooms for 10 to 50 people. Carolina 1663 serves a great farm-to-fork menu featuring Southern classics and great modern twists. And if you book a party for $500 or more, you'll receive a $100 gift certificate to use in January. Carolina 1663, now open in the Sheraton, Chapel Hill. Visit them online at Carolina1663.com.
Hey, Ron, it's my favorite time of the year again.
You mean the holidays, David?
I mean basketball season, Ron. But now that you mention the holidays, you should come do some holiday shopping at Fitz Lumber and Hardware. We've got great stocking stuffers and all the tools needed for the weekend warrior fathers out there attempting the ever-growing honey-do list into the new year. From the Fitz Lumber and Hardware family, we wish you and yours a happy and safe holiday season. As always, thanks for your business.
Ted Seagroves proves why the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency is worthy of protecting your family by receiving the President's Club Award.
It's geared on not just sales, but service and all aspects of the business, so that you're just a well-rounded agency doing lots of things for your clients.
Just like the Tar Heels, the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency is always up to the challenge. Contact them today and let Ted's family protect your family.
This
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. Just as every work of true art is unique, the Print Shop is unique as the best art print and framing store for your holiday shopping this season. You will choose from the largest in-stock print selection around and select from endless framing possibilities, all while taking advantage of our dry mounting while you wait service. Your excellent gift choices will be as unique and thoughtful as your recipients are. Don't miss the sale of the season during our off-the-wall sale with savings up to 75% off now through December 26th.
WCHL, good morning. It is 7:41. This is Ron Stutz. Good morning, Ron Northam.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo! Woo-woo!
You're welcome.
You got me.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
boy.
Know,
that is so funny.
These
to
Geico
me.
Commercials, they come and they go. And I mean, the Gecko's been around forever, and they do some really clever stuff. But that one popped up on some video I was watching last night, and I had to bring it in again. You know?
That whoever writes those things deserves some kind of special honor. You know.
Woo-woo!
And there's so many people around who do impressions of that camel.
Oh yeah, yeah, no kidding.
You know, it's just it's hilarious. Has nothing to do with the holiday season, but
no, you know, not at all.
Just
got to mix it up every once in a while. Keep you on really your toes, Ron.
I love it. I got to hear it one more time.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Mike. Oh boy, I half expect to see that camel come walking through the radio station here.
So it was at, I think it was at Appalachian State. Somebody dressed as a camel right around exams,
uh-huh,
and walked around through the library,
uh-huh,
and would walk around. Hey, guess what day it is? Exam break, or what was it? What's the rest day? The reading day or something like that thing. It's reading day.
No idea.
Or something like that. It was great. So they did it at Appalachian, so really cool. It was two guys. Mm-hmm. One was the rear of the camel, and mm-hmm, one was the front.
One was the second hump.
Yes.
I guess. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of anticlimactic after that. What's happening at chapelboro.com today?
Still some great stuff on Chapelboro. In our lifestyle section, we've got D.G. Martin. He has a new books for the holiday, giving and viewing, in our lifestyle section. Also, Caroline Ressler talks about the millennial dating game. And Ron, can you imagine going out and dating now? And
no.
Maybe knowing what to do at all?
No. It's been too long.
Sure, you're very glad that you have Bev.
Yeah, it's... I don't know, man. Things have changed, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Also, in our column section, Akihana's Surprising New Treat is the name of the column. And Carrie Winter talks about the treat that is called the quail egg shot. It's, uh-huh, got raw quail eggs in it from Akihana.
Yeah. Okay.
She says it's really good.
I'm sure it is.
It's got sake in it, mm-hmm, and a quail egg, okay, and some other stuff. So, okay, she says to check it out.
All right. I'll do it.
Take her word for it. Also, in our photo galleries, we've got Home for the Holidays, Susan Murray out to the Orange County Historical Museum. Mm-hmm. Some great photos in there as well. Lots more than we can even mention. I do want to mention, though, that today, just after we finish the morning show, I'm going to begin recording, and hopefully finish recording, the Year in Review. The Year in Review airs this Friday to kick things off. And very, very exciting that we're getting that going. So I just sent out something on Twitter and Facebook. If you're a follower on Twitter and Facebook, we want to know what you think is the top story of the year, the top newsmaker of the year. Lots of things happen this year, of course, as they always do in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and lots of people making those things happen. So Who do you think is the top newsmaker, and who do you think is the top story of 2013? Let us know on Facebook, and then coming up on Friday will be your first chance to find out what we chose, what the news department chose as the top story and the top newsmaker of 2013.
Tremendous amount of work goes into that project.
that we do every year, and it's all behind the scenes, and people don't even know about it. But in addition to doing your regular stuff, you're working on this. And it's always fun to listen to and see what you come up with.
Yeah, it's fun to not only do the meeting where we come together and figure out what the stories are, but then to put this together, too, and just see how in-depth they are and how much information there is about each and every story, because it's not just a... You know, for the top 10 stories, it's not just a one and done kind of thing. There's many, many days of stories that go into it. So it's really neat. It's neat to see what's happened over the year.
And once in a while, you get lucky in one of those meetings. Somebody comes strolling through the meeting and...
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
746 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Roses is a place to shop for many folk in and around Chapel Hill at University Mall. Roses, owned by Art Pope, a very wealthy owner, he currently serves as budget director for Governor Pat McCrory. This is where the tragic irony comes in. Minority resident shoppers provide large income to Mr. Pope's business, and he then is operating to address restrictive policies in the North Carolina government. More tragically, many of Rose's workers are being paid less than a living wage, few benefits, and therefore needing additional public assistances such as food stamps. And they are double-crossed by the impact of the North Carolina's legislative restrictive policies, which Mr. Pope is in place to encourage. On Monday, 12/2, at the mall entrance on 15501, a.k.a. Fordham Boulevard, and on Estes Drive, an evening vigil of 65 folk with signs for the public passersby. An example sign, Art Pope uses your money to support policies that deny unemployment benefits. The North Carolina NAACP and local groups such as the Raging Grannies were not allowed by University Mall security to be by the Roses entrance. We were one of the many actions across North Carolina at other Roses and Maxwell Ace stores also owned by Art Pope. As we are now firmly in the holiday season, think about the irony of stores which offer valuable and needed goods to a range of shoppers, abusing their employees and abusing their gained wealth. Happy holidays. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The hottest holiday gifts this year are right here at Diamonds Direct. We've teamed up with the top jewelry designers in the world to offer our best ever collection of holiday gifts at fantastic value prices. At Diamonds Direct, we have the latest styles, we know what she wants, and we make it easy for guys to get that home run gift. Need a little help? How about an elegant pair of diamond hoop earrings or a long layered necklace? Maybe something in rose gold, which is very hot this year. Or a stunning piece of colored gemstone jewelry. No matter your budget, we have the gift she'll love. Our cases are overflowing. Everything from dazzling diamond stud earrings to the latest fashion jewelry from Tacori. And if you can believe this, our diamond selection is greater than it's ever been. All sizes, all shapes. Come on in and let us help you pick out the perfect holiday gift. We guarantee the best price. And we now offer affordable financing up to 48 months. And as always, gift wrapping is on us. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
All righty then, it is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Listen, if burgers are not your thing, enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Minamot Village in Chapel Hill. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Well, Franklin Street seeing some delays right now. We're on between NC 86 and 15501. That's heading away from downtown, so north and east. Also, we see 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive, seeing some minor delays. NC 54 eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40 also seeing some minor delays right now. I-40 eastbound seeing some delays again, right around the same place we've been seeing it for the last 3 days, between NC 751 and the Durham Freeway, seeing moderate to heavy delays in that area. So be on the lookout. Might be an accident there, but there are slowdowns. Again, I-40 eastbound between NC 751 and the Durham Freeway. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a few. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather presented by FastMed Urgent Care. Doctor's office closed. Illness and injuries don't take a vacation. Neither does FastMed. Located on East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill next to the Sienna Hotel. Open 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care has you covered from A to X-ray. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather, 37 degrees, cooler, sunny today, high today in the upper 40s. It's not going to warm up much. Tonight, clear with a low down around 25. Tomorrow, not as cool, sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, not as cool, clear with a low in the upper 30s. And then on Friday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 60s. Clouds coming for the weekend, chance of rain both Saturday and Sunday, and near record high temperatures on Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures will be in the 70s. 751 at WCHL. Just warming up for Dr. Wayne Pond to join us with the word of the day. How you doing?
751. I used to live near Highway 751.
Really? You spent some time at Jordan Lake?
Yeah, man. Watching the Eagles.
How you doing there, big guy?
Birds of a feather, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'll tell you, my spirits are high. I had a big treat last night. Got to see Ron Stutz in the flesh. Woo! Doesn't get any better than that.
What a pleasure that was to see you too.
let's just keep it our secret, pal. All right.
I'm not sure anybody else would appreciate it anyway.
All right. Apropos of absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
As usual, here is the word of the day. The word of the day, Ron, is glyptic. Glyptic.
Glyptic.
G-L-Y. P, P as in Paul, T-I-C, G-L-Y-P-T-I-C, glyptic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the slightest scintilla of a jot of a tittle of a hint of a shadow of an idea of what this word is all about?
I think it's something you put on your lips during cold weather.
Absolutely wrong. Where is Rand with the sound effects? All right. It's all about carving and engraving. Comes to us from Greek by way of the French. I know you are fascinated with that kind of that part of the word of the day exercise. So you're going to run to the digital dictionary and look it up.
Oh, absolutely. That's me.
Glyptic. You're right. It does sound a little sort of faintly medical, doesn't it? Have you had your glyptic looked at lately? Not by you, the hair of your chitty chin chin. All right, glyptic, an adjective of or concerning carving or engraving. Ron Boy, I hope you get a winner, and I hope you have a splendid day.
It's starting out well, that's for sure. Particularly here in the 7 o'clock hour when I get an opportunity to talk to you.
Oh, you are such a, yeah, such
I know,
a swaggerer.
So insincere, I know.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Have a good
one. Talk to you in the morning. Be a good boy.
You got it. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day at WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:54. 97.9 FM, WCHL's Ron Stutz, and here we are, holiday season, and Lauren Stafford at the same time. It's pretty amazing.
In the thick of the holiday season,
that's,
I guess, as they
like
say, right?
Double dynamite.
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 Always wanted an opportunity to say that. And you just gave me a perfect segue.
I don't think I've ever said that before, actually.
I know, me neither. I've always thought of it.
Dynamite.
I always thought it was funny.
Jimmy Walker was that guy's name.
I just remember the show and that just, you know, very well-known way of saying it.
Yeah. What's happening today with you? Do you think you might have a joke for us?
I do have a joke. What use would I be if I came into the studio without a joke? I literally would have no other use.
Oh, a lot. No. You can just come in anytime. We can just talk.
Oh, that's true.
You don't have to have a joke.
Just not sure how long people would listen.
Yeah, well, that may be true.
Don't want them changing the channel. All right.
No, we can't have that.
No. All right. So let's get into that joke. Jesus, Moses, and an old man are playing golf.
This is starting out really well.
This is starting out really great. They step up to a par three.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is up first. He drives the ball short into the water trap in front of the green. So Jesus, being Jesus, walks on the water, chips the ball onto the green, and putts for par. Moses Moses is next. Uh-huh. He drives the ball into the same water trap. So Moses, being Moses, parts the water, chips the ball into the green, and putts for par. The old man is up. He drives the ball, and it's heading for the water trap. Before the ball lands in the water, a fish jumps out and catches the ball in its mouth. Before the fish lands back in the water, a bird sweeps down, snags the fish, and begins to fly away. As it's circling over the green, a bolt of lightning strikes the bird, causing it to drop the fish onto the ground. The ball pops out of the fish's mouth, and it rolls into the hole for a hole-in-one.
Whoa, my goodness.
Jesus turns to the old man and says, Dad, if you don't stop fooling around, we're not going to bring you next time.
Now that's a joke.
Oh, that's really good. Very good.
Man, it is awesome. Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Teresa Keller Albin is the recipient of the Chapel Hill Cobro Chamber of Commerce's Irene Brigham Lifetime Achievement Award.
I was speechless. Nobody could do what Irene Brigham has done, and I was very humbled.
Teresa Keller Albin has devoted much of her life to helping people secure the basic needs of food, clothing, and shelter. She initiated the development of the Caring and Sharing Center at St. Thomas More Catholic Church.
It started way back when we got transplant folks over at UNC Hospital. They came having to wait for a transplant, and they were in an apartment but had no furniture, had no clothes, extras, very little food supplies. So I started to piece together a little this and little of that in our community and tried to help to make their life a little different while they were waiting for transplants. And then all of a sudden we had a big influx of the Spanish and poor community, so it branched out into that. And one thing led to another, and everybody was pretty serious about it, so I got a new building.
She and the church are very closely involved with Habitat for Humanity and with the IFC.
Well, way back we were at the partnership at Habitat for Humanity, so decided our church would help along with the Newman Center and Binkley and United Church of Christ. And together in partnership, we decided that we could help and each do fundraising to try to help to assist in buying, paying for supplies for a house. We got one done, so we did another. So I think we have about 15, 18 houses now.
I am so impressed when I look at all the things you do. I understand you're a chaplain. You minister to the sick and elderly at UNC hospitals and also in private homes and assisted living communities. Tell me what drives you to do this and to constantly help others.
That's just sort of my nature. I like to give. I like to see things better. That became very dominant in my life. Put a lot of energy into that. And then it reached out into a lot of our shut-in elderly at home and just carried my skills over into helping to make a difference.
I just wanted to congratulate you on the 2013 Lifetime Achievement Award. I know that you're really proud of that.
Yeah, I'm very surprised, very grateful, and be so accepted as a woman in the South, in the Catholic Church. That's history.
Well, Teresa, thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you for your interest in our work.
Teresa Keller Albin was a teacher for 20 years. She's been in Chapel Hill for 33 years. For her longstanding commitment to the underserved, she's a recipient of the Chamber's 2013 Lifetime Achievement Award. And she's also today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Top This. It's half off. $20 worth of food available until midnight for $10. Located on Franklin Street, Top This allows you to create the sandwich of your dreams with a selection of 9 proteins, 6 different buns and cheeses, and about 50 toppings, sauces, and dressings. Get this great deal for yourself or get one as a perfect gift. It's half off from Top This, and it's available until midnight. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
36 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cooler today. We're going to have a lot of sunshine, but the high only about 48 degrees. Tonight, clear and cold, with a low down to 25.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Here is the equation.
commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
Two tickets for a huge prize.
These two winners will split the second largest lottery pot ever.
The U.S. delegation to the Winter Games.
An Olympic-sized message to Moscow.
The Fed's plan to ease stimulus.
It's going to happen. The question, is it today?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. They beat the odds, and now life has changed dramatically.
Our first number tonight is 8. That's followed by